The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Scraponomics. I'm your host, Michael Bass. Let's get started. Given that Friedland is a recycling and scrap processing company, this means that we buy and sell commodities like metals and paper. On an economic level, the scrap recycling industry works differently from other industries. We do not make widgets, which we can then sell at a given price, and then discount the widget when it's no longer in style. The materials we buy and sell rarely go out of style, but fluctuate in value. We watch commodity exchanges very closely and purchase commodities at one price when they are no longer usable in their current form, like broken washers and dryers, process and upgrade them, and then sell them to mills at a higher price. Here's the funny thing. While we use the stock market to buy and sell material, there is a huge difference between the stock traders on the floor on Wall Street and us. People who trade futures for a living buy and sell contracts and can make money on as little as a 16th of a penny per pound, or what is also called the arbitrage. We, scrap recycling companies, actually take physical delivery of the material and have to process it into a form that mills or refineries can use. No imaginary numbers here. Even so, because we buy and sell commodities for a living, it may be easy to think we play the market, so to speak. But we don't. To quote my dad, "Some people may think we buy material and hold on to it until the market goes up before selling it. The truth is, I've seen too many companies go out of business that way." Unquote. What he's saying is that, while we deal with commodities that go up and down in price, we're not gamblers. Our motto has always been to move material as fast as possible. To stay in business in our industry, you have to know at what price you can sell material before you can determine at what price you can buy it, and then you have to move it quickly enough to keep up with an ever-changing market. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scraponomics. To learn more, go to FriedlandIndustries.com.